This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, January 28th. Well, cattle markets yesterday fairly quiet in live cattle where we traded just an inside day after a strong push up on Wednesday, filling the gaps and closing either at the high end of the gap or above it and not getting much follow through yesterday. So that's a bit of a red flag. We'll have to see how today goes. In feeder cattle, we didn't quite fill those gaps on Wednesday. We got really close, which makes you wonder how they couldn't get it done. I mean, just within a few ticks. Then the market didn't close very strong. It closed toward the low end of the range, looking a little shaky on Wednesday. And we did get some follow-through selling on Thursday. So we're back down to pretty close to the lows that were established earlier this week, and the market's struggling to kind of get any traction to the upside. In the cash trade, we had trade starting early this week and pretty much keeping at the same price level for the rest of the week. Fed trade around 137, which was unchanged on the week. Dress trade at 218 was also unchanged. Box beef values were slightly lower yesterday at down 35 cents on the choice. We're sitting at 289. Select was down 62 cents at 279. The spread gained 27 cents at 1001. Movement was 136 loads. Slaughter rate so far through Thursday, 469,000 head. It's 8,000 more than last week, but it's still down about 5,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 45 cents. Yesterday, we're sitting at 159.05. That's the 11th day in a row that the feeder cattle index has been down, and it's lost about $6 so far this year. So just a slow bleed in the feeder cattle index. After getting quite a bit of volatility and some sharp prices, some sharp moves higher in the moving average late last year and early in this year, now we've just kind of trickled lower as time has wore on. Export sales yesterday at 14,300 tons was a pretty solid number. It's the highest we've seen in about 5 weeks. So that is encouraging as well that we're seeing demand pick up. A lot of that increase in demand comes from China, but nevertheless, this week it was more spread out among other countries. So it's good to see, you know, more of a distribution. And then we got the cattle inventory report out on Monday. That's going to be viewed with quite a bit of interest. I think that, you know, clearly the trade across the board expects to see another reduction in the beef cattle supply, which is understandable considering the drought last year in the Northern Plains. Question is to how much and what kind of adjustments will we see from, you know, the last couple of reports. But this will continue to show that liquidation is well in place. But what is it going to tell us about replacement numbers and what are the intentions of producers? You know, I still continue to think that it really just depends on Mother Nature. Obviously, that's what created this round of liquidation in the first place. 2 years ago, it started on the West Coast. Last year, it was the Northern Plains. This year, the Southern Plains is in an intense drought situation really across the entire Great Plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, that whole region, massive cattle country, is in a drought status, at least some level of drought status. And Texas is in extreme drought status almost across the entire state, keeping in mind that Texas has 25% of the U.S. beef cow herd. That's a huge number. And many of the cattle that went off came out of the Northern Plains last year, did go to the Central and Southern Plains. Now, are you going to be able to keep those? That's unlikely. So the dry conditions there are very important as to the direction of herd expansion versus more herd liquidation. And at this point, it would suggest you're going to see more liquidation. And we'll find out sooner rather than later because you're already starting to see cattle being pulled off of winter wheat pasture, not only because there's very little to eat, but because producers are looking at high wheat prices and want to take it to harvest. So, you know, if pasture conditions can't ramp up here fairly quickly, I think you're going to start to see more exodus from those pastures. That will put a bearish spin on the cattle complex, at least for the short term, and maybe even for another 6 to 9 months. But however much more liquidation, if and when we get it from the south, just creates that much more bullish of a cattle market down the road, but it's quite a bit down the road. So we either start herd expansion this year or we see more liquidation, it kind of seems like that's where we're at. Unless you just get a little rain and you just get barely enough to maintain the status quo. But something's going to have to give here. And weather forecasters are suggesting that La Nina, which is a big reason why we're dry in the southern plains, is going to stick around at least through March. And then from March to May, it's going to be here, start to dissipate from April to June. So it takes us probably into April before we see this pattern start to change. So we'll just have to monitor it. And again, I think that's really the key to the direction of the cattle market. Are you going to get more liquidation, or are you going to start to rebuild herds? And at least for the northern plains, I don't see us rebuilding herds to at least have a hay crop. Got to have obviously you have to have pasture, but you at least have to have hay as well. The West Coast might start rebuilding. They've had plenty of rain, and that could be where you start to see the demand come in for replacements. But we'll just have to monitor those numbers as we go. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.